soon to a...
A man has seen every... Hell comes to Huntsville.
Day 11 of 31. Welcome to hell. Yeah.
I'm sorry, this isn't day 45? I'm so confused.
No. No, I realize, Leanne, that you've been just shotgunning movies into your cranium at a breakneck pace and still managing a full-time job.
Sure, we all are. We all are.
Yeah, well, two out of three of us. Welcome to Hell Comes to Huntsville. A little bit of that, friendly back and forth. A little bit of that collaboration between Huntsville Home Video and America's Barley Basket, two podcasts which you might like and love and occasionally listen to on a weekly basis. But now we're letting you do that on a daily basis with Hell Comes to Huntsville. My name is Jack Spade. Across from me, Leanne Foster. We are your Hell Comes to... We're Huntsville Home Video. Thanks for that.
Yeah, Hell hath cometh.
And joining us via El Telephone, Marlon Wells from America's Barley Basket. How are you, man?
We are good over here. Good morning, everyone.
Yes, indeed.
Oof, I am a husk right now. I warned y'all when we started doing this, like, okay, guys, like, yeah, we'll have fun, and I think it'll be a good product, but just know that this is a whole thing. This is work. And everyone was like, yeah, it'll be fine. We'll do it. And here we are on day 11 in the dog days of October being like, whew, boy, anybody else watch a lot of movies today?
I'm so tired from last night of watching movies that I woke up and I watched some more movies. And now I'm still tired, but I have to go talk about movies.
My couch is nauseating to me because of the movies. I have carpal tunnel in my remote hand.
I need to change these remote batteries again. Oh, Christ.
I don't have triple A's. Damn it.
When is anyone going to invent a good on-screen keyboard for typing out movie names?
So I will share this little nugget with you. I was watching a couple movies last night, and as I was like positioned awkwardly on my couch, just trying to find a comfortable position, the remote fell in between the cushions and like under the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck, I'll get it after the movie. And then the movie ended and I didn't want to get it. And I downloaded the remote app on my phone.
Outstanding.
So that I could not have to get up to start the next movie.
Like, I love you and all, but like sometimes you remind me how much of a piece of shit you are.
I have
done that before and like just rolled off the couch and grabbed it and then just stayed on the floor, but at least I got the remote.
You apparently don't value comfort as much as I do, because I was super comfy. Like, the pillow just conformed to my head in just the right way, where like it was supporting the neck and shoulder a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And like the couch wasn't digging into any like the hip or side muscles or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I have attained comfort nirvana. Fuck, I ain't breaking this to talk about Reanimator tomorrow.
I can probably just download an app for this, right? Okay, yeah. I love the visual image of Leanne laying on the couch and looking down like, oh, I gotta go get that, and just flump, just rolling off of the couch like a bag of fucking dog food.
That's exactly what it looked and sounded like. Exactly.
Just hit the floor. Okay, I got the remote. I guess this is where I watch movies from now.
This is my life now.
Well,
just
next
a
time,
slug person.
Next time you do that, just think to yourself, should have downloaded the app.
His coffee table legs in my way. Should have just gotten the app.
Because Jack's on the couch comfortable. I'm down here on the floor like a dumb fuck.
Like a damn dirty dog.
Oh, I should vacuum.
No, I vacuum all the time.
Me too. I'm a vacuumer. Yep.
I love to vacuum. I would do it every day. Most days I do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it the lines? Is it that cocaine dopamine shot you get from seeing the lines in the freshly vacuumed carpet? Because that's what it is for me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like totally mentally stable people.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I bought a house with hardwood floors.
Uh-huh.
Because fuck that. A little Swiffer and I'm out.
I think my ideal house, not a shred of carpet. I don't like carpet, but I live in apartments, so you learn to live with carpet.
Yeah.
But ideally, not a scrap of it.
I only have carpet in the bedrooms, in the two bedrooms. So that's the only place I can get my hit. Like, I'm going to vacuum the bedroom again. Life's falling around me. I need stability.
Mama's got to do some lines.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's chat about today's movie. I have some thoughts on it. I think the two of you might as well. Now,
we better. That's the whole point.
I mean, we could just talk about vacuuming for 30 minutes.
Honestly,
apparently.
I could.
Between the two of you, I could just fuck off, go get some Dunkin' Donuts.
You probably should.
I'll be back. Y'all have a chat. Like, no. You got to put the carpet freshener down. You got to leave it for 34 minutes. 34 minutes is the perfect time.
It's peak. Peak freshness.
Peak freshness. Then you vacuum it up. You go at it like what angle? Do you go like straight perpendicular lines, like crisscross applesauce? What do you do?
How high are you setting? How high are you setting those brushes? They getting real down in there where you get the real good suction? Or are you just kind of going over the top? How often are you cleaning your filters? That brings us to filters, which is a whole nother thing.
My life changed when I found out that Febreze made filters, and so it gives you that whiff of freshness, and it's like, oh my god.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It's good shit.
Thank you for joining us for Vacuum Talk here on NPR. Our show sucks.
I can't have any drastic line changes. They've got to form well. You know, if I'm rounding the bed, they got to form, you know, we can't just do these straight lines and then we can't just cross over harsh.
Well, yeah, you're not an animal.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta have, there's a fucking, have some decorum about your vacuum lines.
Exactly.
1978's Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Not
a film free of vacuums.
Not a vacuum in sight in this fucking movie.
Not one to be found.
Jesus. Well, let's muscle through this, get this episode uploaded, and then, y'all can chat about vacuuming tips. Maybe learn something from one another. Start a new podcast without me. I see how it's going.
Just called it Suck.
Yeah. Welcome to a new episode of Suck.
How many new podcasts of just me and Leanne have we invented in the last 11 days? Is it just two? Is it just the Suckcast and Podcastle? Are those the only two?
I think those are the only two so far. But top quality.
By the end of the month, we're going to have a whole podcast network.
God bless it. Invasion of the Body Snatchers is what we're talking about today. The 1978 version. I had seen this movie before. Leanne, have you seen the? You had
nope.
not?
Nope.
And I know, Marlon, you saw it last year when you did your Hell's Wells retrospective, yes?
Yeah, I did this one last year for Hell's Wells, but felt good about doing it again, especially after finding out Leanne hadn't seen it, because this is a bit of a righting of a wrong, I think. I think everybody who likes horror has or should see Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
And yeah, because you were a big fan of this one.
Yeah, I do. I like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Opening remarks. It's I think it's very good. I think I like the front half better than the back half. I don't know if that is a take of some temperature or not, but I like I like the front half where like things are starting to kind of go wrong, as opposed to once this movie fully jumps off. But even taken as a whole, I do like this flick.
All right. Leanne, what did you think about your first viewing of Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Well, it was a righting of a wrong. And again, one of those that, I mean, I say it all the time. I'm like, I'm going to see that and then never do. But I loved it as well. I think it was very well done. I'm so glad I got to see it. And I totally agree with Marlon. That's what I really loved about it, was how eerie things were going on. Like, in the background, you could see that things weren't right, even as our characters were like oblivious to it. Mm-hmm. And it just set up this really cool atmosphere. And I just am a huge fan. Pods are gross. Don't touch wildlife you don't know. That reaffirms my stance. yeah, super good. And also, can we talk about a little surprise I got in this film? I didn't know a little young Jeff Goldblum was going to be in this little flick. Had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Got a little...
Did.
Isn't he adorable? He's just a baby in this movie.
He hadn't even grown into his ears yet. Like, you know what I mean? He was just adorable.
Like a puppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the movie. I'm a fan. Now, I don't know if y'all realize this. I know that we talked about there was an original Invasion of the Body Snatchers from like the 50s, but I don't know if y'all realize this. This movie has essentially been remade 4 times.
No.
78 was the best remake. Everything else had a point of diminishing returns. I have seen all the remakes because I really enjoy this story. I really enjoy this movie, and to, you know, to take the hot take away from Marlon, I will say my hot take is I actually enjoy the 50s version a little bit better, though.
You did push that one on us.
I tried. I did try. Like, when we were setting these up, I was just like, no, let's go to the OG. Let's go to the...
Yeah, you were, but no, we don't trust you. We had some duds. We didn't trust you.
Well, I mean,
I want to see Sutherland with his perm. I don't want another dud.
Motherfucker, you made me watch Crawl and Hurricane Heist. I'm listening to your friend.
Yeah.
Oh, not to diverge too far, because Lord knows none of our podcasts ever go off the path we're on.
No.
But my favorite thing about that Crawl episode of y'all's is that Jack brought Crawl to the table as a make good to like get back into Leanne's good graces. Like,
yes!
Like, oh, she really hated that last one. I better go with the guaranteed W. And she hated that too. And it was so good. I laughed so hard at that whole episode because I know that Jack Spade is sitting across the table from Leanne just being like, I thought this was going to be all better. And now here we are 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. I mean, true story.
Well, and that's why I felt insulted, because I was like, this is what you picked? This is what you thought? Like, you stood there and you went, yeah, I'm going to pick that one.
So 1978's like, Invasion of the Body Snatchers was a remake that falls in line with other remakes like John Carpenter's The Thing, of being as good or better than the original in some camps. Some people say, some people believe.
Are you reading?
No. Like we were talking about before, we were so rudely sidetracked.
Rudely? Tone it down with my friend Marlon over here.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
2 out of 3, you're on board with this.
If I'm going to interject.
This is a mutiny is what this is. This is hijacking. I'm the captain now.
Oh, shit. All right, steer this ship, sir. Steer this ship.
Leanne, I'm thousands of miles away. Do the point at your eyes, point at his eyes thing, because I can't from here.
Wait, you have to check with Leanne sometimes to make sure it's a reference that she understands.
I'm the Captain Now. I know that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Tom Hanks and that other dude.
Yeah, and,
got
that, it. And that guy.
That guy.
I'm the Captain Now.
I'm the Captain Now.
But yeah, so like I was saying, I really like the 50s version a lot. Like I said, I just enjoyed the story of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I think it's a great story. I think it was done incredibly well in the 50s. I think it was done incredibly well in the 70s. And one of the things that I love about this particular remake is it does have a strong appreciation for that 50s version. Mm-hmm. In fact, right near the beginning of the movie, when shit's starting to go pear-shaped, you have that old dude that like just is yelling at like at the cab. He's like, oh, they're coming. Everyone's coming. That's Kevin McCarthy. He was the star of the original 50s Body Snatchers.
That's some Marvel shit. Oh, I like rad. That.
And that's pretty much how the OG Body Snatchers ends. You know, like he discovers the pod people. He's like, he needs to alert everyone. He's just mm-hmm. yelling and screaming on the highway. He's like, they're coming to get you. They're going to get all of us and blah, 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 blah. And you know, the movie kind of like wraps up or whatever. And then he shows up in this movie. And the director at one point said, like, basically I like to think of it as that is his character from that movie. He's just been running across the countryside for the last 20 years telling people that they're coming for us.
Believable story. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Marlon said, you know, the front half of this movie, like, yeah, you agreed with, you know, very, very good. Just like as an audience member, you kind of know what's going on.
You can see it. Yeah. Like our characters can't see it. Our main people can't. But you all of a sudden, it's like at some point you just notice something and then you start to pay attention mm-hmm. and you see people looking, like the one guy that's looking out the bus or whatever it was, and just how people are reacting. And then the webs from the pods or whatever that stuff is in the dumpster. And it's just like, oh, shit, it's all. And then I'm like, makes you think, like, what do you do during the day that you're so oblivious to?
Right?
You know? I retrace my steps watching that movie.
And this is a movie, too, that it does definitely improve on the experience of watching it on repeated viewings, because you start to notice mm-hmm. more shit in the background like
that. I would see that. Also, mm-hmm. can we appreciate the camera angles in this movie? Like, I really liked how some things were sideways or things were just shot funny to me that made you feel uneasy. I don't know, like, there's one part where he gets in the house, he's coming in through the bedroom, and it's like sideways and then it starts to turn. Like, I like that uneasy. I like how it was shot, and you had certain shots of that, and I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I dug it. Mm-hmm.
I really like all those little touches in that in the first act of things just barely starting to go wrong. Like, there's that one shot of Brooke Adams walking down the street, and like it's following her, but there's also a dude who is just like wide-eyed sprinting across the street, and then he runs away out of camera. Like mm-hmm. just a quick little like, oh, that guy found some shit too, huh? All right. Or when they're in the hallway at the health inspector's office and there's that guy who's like almost got his face pressed up against the glass.
Yeah.
And it doesn't linger on him at all. It just passes by as you're following these other two characters.
And like Leanne said, too, like how much of everyday life do we go through just oblivious to shit like that that's happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're caught up in our own shit. We're on our phones. We're, you know, looking for the next spot we're going to. But it's like, that shit could happen. We wouldn't even know until it's too fucking late.
Pod people would immediately take us over.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
And I got it. I'm not going to. What's the expression I'm looking for? I don't know.
Google it.
I should Google it, but I'm not going to, because we don't. I'm not going to pull any punches. I would be OK with this alien takeover.
Oh, you'd be fine with it.
Yep. I'm good with it.
I don't know.
Leonard Nimoy makes a good argument in that one scene about how, like, oh, you know, sure, there's no need for it. Everything is going to be just fine. But it's like, I would not be on board, but there is a moment of being like, all right, Leonard Nimoy and your absurd haircut. I'm listening. Like, I'll hear you out.
You and your sweater.
Good sweater. Good 70s sweater.
I don't know. I think I would be tempted, but I don't think I would take it. I don't think I'd want to take it.
I was like, wait a minute. So you're going to tell me
Do you lose all your memories and all your...
No, they said you have like all your memories and everything. You just, you basically come out with like no emotion, like no need for love, no need for hate. You just like, oh my God, like a society that actually works together for the improvement and the betterment of their species. What the fuck?
And all it takes is their utter loss of humanity. No, thank you. As somebody who tells jokes, I don't want that. I'm out of a job.
Oh, no, fuck that, man. You could still tell your jokes. I mean, you just, you know, yeah. you wouldn't have people laughing at you. So it'd be like an eternal show in Lemon, South Dakota.
I was about to say, we've had shows like that, and I don't want to do them every time.
But also, to expand upon that, not that I'm saying I'm fighting for no emotions here, but then you wouldn't really care if nobody laughed at you.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have the emotion it takes to write jokes in the first place.
Right.
Like art and theater and any of the entertainment stuff you like are dead.
And you'd just be up on stage like, man, being a pod person is wild. What's all that about? What's all this then?
Like, imagine all of your favorite movies, but all emotion taken out of it. Like, Cap just stands there and says, "Avengers Assemble," just flatly holding the hammer.
Man, like Pod People Cinema might be kind of great.
It might be a fun novelty. I'm not going to lie.
Shark jumps out of the ocean, lands on the boat, eats Quint. Quint is just like,
smile, you son of a bitch. Just flat. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Everyone's just got no inflection. That's no good. That ain't good cinema.
Pardon me, but what is in the box?
I need this to be a channel on Rick and Morty when they do those episodes where they're flipping through.
Yep. On interstellar TV or interdimensional cable.
No emotion cinema.
Yep.
I'm down for that.
Mm. I don't know about, well, I don't know when you first saw this movie. I did not know the ending was going to be the ending.
Really?
I did not know that I thought maybe he was just blending in. Maybe it was my hope that he was blending in. But no. And also, I've seen that where he points and he shrieks. Like, first of all, that was super haunting. But I've seen that that done so many different times.
Because I was going to say, like, it would be almost impossible to have not seen that.
It's in an episode of South Park, I know. And I know I've seen it referenced different places, but I just didn't put it together. No, I thought maybe he got away. I thought maybe he was gonna, but he just outs that bitch. She made it. And then
that's a banger of an ending right there.
I love it. I love a messy ending. I love when it doesn't work out for so terrible. I love when people's lives are fucked up. But I do. I don't like it all to be wrapped up in a bow. Like, I mean, certain times it's nice. But it's like, I love for things to be messy and not, you know, it didn't work out the way we wanted them to work out. And so I appreciated it, but I did not know that was coming, personally.
And for me, the movie is made all of the, like, the ending is made all of the more gutting. This movie gives you hope.
Yeah.
In the last half hour, like, 8 different times. Like, oh, he's... Oh, there's the ship. We're going to get on the... Oh, no. The ship's all fucked up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he's going to destroy all the pods with this fire axe. Oh, no. They're chasing him now. Okay. Oh, he's hiding under the pier. Awesome. He made it. Oh, no. No, he sure fucking didn't. This movie pulls the rug out from under you like 6 times in the last half hour.
Yes.
It does. And it also gives to me... I'll see what you guys think about this. One of the most... unsettling things I've ever seen in all of cinema, and that is Dog with Human Head.
Oh my God. I was like, we've got to talk about that shit.
Like, it's only on screen for like 4 seconds, and it is fucking creepy as shit. Like, that is a terrifying effect.
I don't care for Dog with Human Face. It takes me out of it. It's like, to me, that's the one goofy thing in this movie, and I personally would have left it out. It doesn't unsettle me. I just go, well, that's fucking dumb. And then we're back to the movie I'm enjoying.
I agree with that. Like in the grand scheme of the movie, it doesn't really fit.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't unsettle me in the sense that it's just like, oh my God, it's so disturbing. It's like, well, fucking whatever. It's just like, it's fucked up to look at.
Yeah.
Like the effect itself is just like, ah, what the fuck?
It was one of those where like, I was like, and I just stood there for like a second. I was like, I don't know what to do. There's a dog with a human. Did he fuck the dog? Like, what does it mean? Did pods intermingle? What happened?
Well, it's like, yeah, because that's exactly what happened. You know, like the homeless dude was like laying next to the dog. And
right.
The pod,
and it combined
like,
them together. But at first, my brain immediately went, oh, he fucked the dog.
Wow. That's a weird first exit for your brain to take.
I know. I was like, oh, shit. Is that what that means? And I was like, oh, no, wait a minute. The pod is, they were together. Like, hang on.
Are you fucking that dog? What are was that a thing in the 70s? I wasn't around yet. Like, Jesus.
70s were fucking wild, yo.
I thought I thought they were too close on that bench.
We were all breathing lead in the 70s from the gasoline, and everything was buck fucking wild.
No, I agree with you that it is super out of place, but still one of those where I'm like, oh God. And then I had to rewind it and watch it again.
Yeah. Cause when you like, I know the first time I saw this movie and I didn't know it was coming.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you haven't, up until this point in the movie, you haven't gotten anything like that.
No.
And then this is just like some random out of left place thing. You know, you got to imagine like the makeup artist was ever like, hey, I can put a human head on that dog if you want. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. Let's go for it.
Yeah. Well, it's approaching and you're trying to decipher it. You're trying to figure it out. And then it's just that wild close up and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if they're like, hey, we need something to throw off our human characters to make them react to something. Mm-hmm. Well, fucking dog with human head. That'll do the trick.
That'll work.
I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Print it. Let's go.
Oh, man. And all those, like that whole section of the movie where it's like you see all of the buses and these people just carrying their pods on the bus. You're just like, there's some good fucking dread in this movie where you're just like, oh man, we're super fucked, aren't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's super funny to me is, and Leanne and I have talked about this on other episodes of Huntsville Home Video and stuff, you know, like when you take a movie like this from the 70s and you find parallels into today's society, it's like, okay, so we got this invasion that's coming. We got a small group of people that buy it. You know, we got to get more people on board to believe this. Well, that's never going to happen.
No.
Like, you are never going to, in the face of like a pod person invasion, like imagine if they made that movie today and they used like, you know, social media.
I was about to say, when I thought of it in terms of today, I just saw them grabbing a phone and walking off with the phone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like your social media, your phone, all that shit. Like now you're a pod person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just it's one of those things where if the three of us were like, we know that the pod people are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would be the point in trying to fight it at that point? Because, you know, like everyone you tell is just going to be like, well, bullshit. If fucking Biden wouldn't have been such a fuck, like Trump wouldn't have let the body snatchers happen. It's all Biden's fault. There ain't no body snatchers.
The Democrats invented the pod people to make Don Trizzy look bad. That's how that works.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Fucking Pelosi. Jesus.
And then we gotta have the like the pod people supporters with their Punisher skulls in the shape of like a pod, probably.
Oh God, I'm having flashbacks of current day shit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, man, since the 50s, Invasion of the Body Snatchers been trying to tell us something, but we're not listening.
No, we're never not listening. Nope. Mm-mm. We don't have time to listen.
No. Fuck.
We got posts to make.
Could you imagine, though, if the pod people do eventually take everyone over, like, are there then going to be subsections of pod people that are, you know, like anti-vaxxers?
No, because I think that's a pretty human trait.
Yes.
I think the way the pod people work is it takes that out. So, yeah, it was, I'm not going to lie. Like, it was a little wild to watch this movie after, in the times we live in and being like, ah, oh, man. Oof.
So when you watched the movie last year, Marlin, for Hell's Wells, was that the first time you had seen it?
Yeah, last year was the first time I had seen it.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, again, putting it to today's standards, you're like, God, we really are just doomed as a species, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was especially there's that conversation after they sit Leonard Nimoy down and really explain to him what's going on, and Sutherland and Nimoy are out on the balcony, and Sutherland's talking about, because he works for the public health department, and he's like, you know, this we'd have to control it like any epidemic, you know, try to isolate it, but not want to make a panic. And I'm just sitting here just screaming at my TV, just like, ah, God, we haven't changed at all. That's like when, like, we watch The Simpsons on America's Barley Basket. You see, like, oh, this episode from 1992 where The Simpsons talk about how you can't afford your prescription medication. I'm just like, I'm just screaming at the fucking television.
It's so true.
Every once in a while, you're reminded that, we haven't got better at all. We're still just fucking dum-dums.
Yep. I wonder what movies in, like, 2040... are going to look like.
They're probably going to be the same fucking thing. What have we learned so far? Nothing changes. So,
and we'll probably have another remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
I think we're due for one, aren't we?
The last one I want to say was in like 2008.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, I missed that one.
Cause there was this one, that was 78. And then there was Body Snatchers, and then there was one that was just called The Invasion. And then I want to say there's maybe even one, or maybe The Invasion was the one, it was supposed to be a Body Snatchers remake, but then it kind of went a slightly different way with it. It's still basically the same fucking story.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if you want like the high school version of it, you can check out The Faculty,
which
we reviewed on HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com.
We did.
Check that out. But yeah, I think it was 2008 was the last Invasion remake. But it probably didn't do super well if no one remembers it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're about due.
one of the very first Stephen King books I came across was super similar to this story of like an alien thing replacing people, called the Tommyknockers.
Yep.
That's super fucking good. I don't know that one ever got a screen adaptation, but I remember finding that when I was too fucking young.
Tommyknockers did. It was one of those like a NBC miniseries or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Tommyknockers?
Tommyknockers.
Okay.
Not familiar with the Tommyknockers?
No, never heard of it.
Wow.
No, mm-hmm. we've discussed books with Leah.
Oh yeah, that's right. My B. Well, let's send this invasion on to pasture with some closing thoughts from Leanne Foster.
Good.
Good. Good deal. Marlon Wells.
I give it 4.
You got it.
I give it a 4.
Okay, that's what I was waiting for. I was like, say a number.
I was getting there. Jesus, I was just hell. Taking a while.
Marlon, what'd you think on the second year of watching Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where we still haven't got better as a species?
Turns out it's still good. The movie hasn't like fallen apart over the course of 12 months. man, Donald Sutherland can wear the dick out of a fucking trench coat.
Yeah,
God
right?
Damn it.
Not that perm.
But nah, that perm's the whole thing. That's a little much. Like, there's some fun fashion in this movie. I love Donald Sutherland's trench coat and Leonard Nimoy's dumb half glove. I think they're both top shelf late 70s dumb shit.
Yep.
Like I said at the top, I like the front half more than the back half, but it's still good all around. Brooke Adams is adorable. I think she's so precious, and you just want to mm-hmm. protect her the whole movie. You're like, oh no, don't go in there. 4 out of 5.
And I too enjoy Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Not as high up on the 70s fashion as some of y'all are. Overall, yeah, very much enjoy the movie. With that being said, still give a little bit more love to the OG.
Oh my God, we get it.
Fuck you. Damn.
We get it. That's the one you wanted to watch.
Man, at least I'm not the book was better than the movie guy, which wouldn't matter to you because I've never even heard of the book.
Don't shit on Marlon now.
Sorry, I lashed out. I'm sorry.
You did, like a child.
He gets in a corner, and this is what happens.
You know what? Fuck you. Original Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 4 out of 5. 78 remake, 3.75 out of 5.
You're making a big to-do over 0.25 of a star? Over 0.25? A quarter star?
Yeah.
I like. Check us out tomorrow.
What should we watch tomorrow, Leanne?
I don't know. I want Kurt Russell.
Well, you're not getting him till later.
Oh, I'm not? Oh, no. Okay. I don't know the order. Okay. Oh, that's right. We're not. No.
We all Jesus want Kurt Christ Russell.
I want something really weird and odd. I want one off of my list. I want to watch Reanimator.
Okay, fine. Also kind of sort of based on a book, but whatever.
What?
You'll find out tomorrow.
No shit.
Hard magazines.
Hard magazines. So Reanimator, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. You've seen it. I've seen it. Marlon, have you seen it?
Nope, not once.
Interesting.
Welcome.
Let's chat about Reanimator tomorrow. We will be back for another back and forth, another... thrilling episode, another episode where no one lashes out when their opinions are challenged. Leanne. In the meantime, check out Huntsville Home Video. If you're already subscribed, awesome. You're getting this podcast, Hell Comes to Huntsville, to you every single day. New episodes of Hell Comes or Huntsville Home Video drop on Monday with Leanne and I. Fuck off. And Jesus. Our guest, Marlon Wells, who you can check out every Tuesday on America's Barley Basket. Hey, Marlon, if someone were floating around the internet looking up, dog with human head memes or whatever, where could they find America's Barley Basket?
Oh, if you're dilly-dallying around on them internets, you can find us on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Barley Basket USA. And you can listen to the show on your podcast app of choice. Just look for America's Barley Basket. Wherever you're listening to this, you can hear that. New episodes every Tuesday.
Check them out. Good stuff. And check us out tomorrow for our discussion of Reanimator. We'll be back. Until then, be kind and rewind.
I don't even want to.
Come on. Come on now. There we go. I knew you could do it. Yo, that dog's got a fella's face.